Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for joining us on this Good Friday. We're honored that you would take time on this Good Friday, this day when the crucifixion of Jesus is remembered and celebrated, to spend time with us. And what a perfect connection it is, because we've been listening all week to Derek Prince teach a series called It Cost All He Had. It's all about the crucifixion of Jesus, and what a great time to be meditating in and sort of rolling around in these truths. In this series, a series, by the way, that Derek is very passionate about, he's been talking about the death and resurrection of Jesus. And specifically, Derek has been trying to help us to understand the price that Jesus paid and what it meant. I want to read a quote that I read earlier in the week, but it's such an apt summary of what Derek has been saying to us. He says, "What a difference it makes when you realize that this earth and this universe is not just a series of accidents, but it's all perceived out of the loving heart of a Father God. What a difference it makes to your life when you realize you're not an accident looking for somewhere to happen. You're part of a divine, eternal plan conceived in love." And throughout this week, Derek's been talking about how everything Jesus did was confirmation and fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, all of that to help us understand that God had fashioned a plan for our deliverance and salvation, and that Jesus was at the core of it, and that his sacrifice was a great statement of God's love. That's what we need to be thinking about today. Today, on Good Friday, 6 hours, Jesus hung upon the cross and took on the sin of the world and died with that sin. And then, of course, as we all know, a few days later, resurrected. And we'll celebrate that resurrection on Easter Sunday. But today is our day to remember how it cost him everything. Let's listen as Derek teaches us on these truths.
Let's go back to our parables. The man that wanted to buy the field to get the treasure, the merchant who wanted to buy the pearl, and you remember in each case it cost him all he had. And I want you to think now of Jesus. It's the one who bought the field and the one who bought the pearl. And to buy them cost him all he had. He died with nothing. He was buried in a borrowed burial robe and in a borrowed tomb. And on his way to the tomb, he had poured out the last drop of his lifeblood. It cost him everything. Why did he pay that? What was his motive? To redeem us. He redeemed the world, not because he wanted the world. What did he want? The treasure in the world. What was the treasure? God's people. And he gave all he had to buy one pearl. What did we compare the pearl to? One redeemed soul. Let's ponder on that for just a little while. I don't believe we take nearly enough time to ponder on the love of God. I believe God has called me to his service. I believe that Jesus shed his lifeblood to redeem the world. I believe there's a treasure buried in the earth that God gave his life for. Jesus bought the field, but it's our responsibility to dig out the treasure. We could never have paid for the field, but we can dig out the treasure. That, I believe, in a certain sense, is our ministry. That's what motivates me to proclaim the truth to the Soviet Union, to Communist China, to Southeast Asia, to Central and South America, and countless other places. Because I believe that I have a part to play in digging the treasure out of the earth. I believe it's lain in the earth a long, long while, and it's become in some ways stained and corroded. And we have the responsibility to clean it, to purify it, and to make it a treasure worthy for our Lord. That's the way I see the ministry of the gospel. It's going into the field and recovering the treasure for which Jesus died. But when it comes to the pearl, I think it's important to make it very, very personal. I would like each one of you, just for a few brief moments, to think of yourself as that pearl. Picture that merchant who's paid everything he had for one pearl. Now he owns the pearl, and he holds it in the palm of his hand, and he looks down at it, and he says, "You're beautiful. You're the most beautiful pearl I've ever seen in all my merchant days. You cost me everything, but I was glad to pay it. You're mine. I don't regret the price I paid for you. Now, if you want to go out of here tonight feeling important, valuable, cared for, significant, just picture yourself for a moment in the palm of the Lord's hand. Picture him looking down on you and saying to you, "You're mine. You cost me everything I had, but I don't regret the price I paid. You were worth it. In my eyes, you're beautiful." Could you just picture yourself that pearl for a moment? Can you make it very intimate and very personal? Don't think of anybody at the moment, not the preacher nor the people, but just think of Jesus. See yourself as the soul for whom he died. Consider the price that he paid. Every drop of his precious blood. And remember that the life is in the blood. In the blood of Jesus is the very life of God, the Creator. There is more power in one drop of the blood of Jesus than in all the kingdom of Satan. There's the very life of God himself in that precious blood. It cleanses from all sin. It sanctifies. It makes us pure and holy. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but solely by the virtue of his blood, we become accepted in the beloved. We're the object of God's peculiar affection. We're his special treasure.
You know, we don't know exactly what went through Jesus' mind as he hung on those cross for 6 hours, but we do know what passed through his life. What passed through his life was your sin, your specific set of sins, the sins that you have committed in your life. I want you for a few moments to see those 6 hours on the cross as personal, as about you specifically, your life, your sins, your failings, the generational bondages that have passed down through your family line. Jesus has set you free from all of them. That's what those 6 hours mean. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross did more than rescue us from an eternity of separation from God. As wonderful as that truth is, the power of his shed blood accomplished so much more. The fact is, few Christians truly understand the astonishing depth and breadth of Christ's redemptive work. Now, in the book, The Power of the Sacrifice, Derek Prince reveals how the cross provides so much more than a ticket to heaven. Through its pages, you'll discover that when the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness remarkable results and benefits. These truths are so important that we want you to have a copy of your own, free and postage paid. All you need to do is ask for it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Receive the power of the sacrifice into your life today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. And today, Good Friday, a great day to have you with us because we're listening to Derek Prince talk about It Cost All He Had, a wonderful series on the crucifixion, the sacrifice of Jesus. Now, before our program is over today, we're going to be having a fascinating interview with Scott Ross, whom you may know from the 700 Club and CBN. He'll be coming into us from Virginia Beach, Virginia. We're very eager to talk to him. But right now, let's continue to focus our minds on the theme of today, the 6 hours that Jesus spent upon the cross.
But just for a moment, just let God show you by the Holy Spirit, how much He loves you. Now I want to pray for all of you. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank You tonight, collectively and individually, for the great love with which You loved us. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, even when we were buried under the soil and stained, You loved us so much. You gave the blood of God, the life of God, to redeem us. Thank You, Lord. Shall we just say quietly to the Lord, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Now, there are some of you here tonight who probably never have personally thanked God for the death of Jesus on your behalf. You've perhaps known about it as a doctrine of the church. You've heard people speak about it, but you've never made it personal. Just for one moment, I want to ask all of you to bow your heads reverently. And then I want, if there are any here tonight who would like to say, I want to thank God for the first time tonight that Jesus died for me, that He shed His blood for me, I want to appropriate it personally. Would you just slip your hand up for a moment and we'll pray for you? Anywhere in this auditorium, you want to say, God, I thank You. I thank You. God bless you, sir. I see your hand. God bless you, young man. God bless you, young lady. God bless you, madam, there. Oh, there are so many hands going up. There must be 30 hands or 50 hands going up over this auditorium. Brothers, let's just keep praying for a moment. I think the Spirit of God is going to break through. We prayed for a breakthrough of the Holy Spirit. Why shouldn't we begin to receive it tonight? Now, if you raised your hand, I want you to do one more thing, and that's all. I want you to stand up right where you were sitting. And I'm going to lead you in a personal, individual prayer. Each one of you that raised your hand, don't be embarrassed. Just stand up. This young lady here in front, stand up. You'll never be ashamed of standing up for Jesus. Right across this auditorium, in the gallery, wherever you may be, you just want to talk to God tonight personally and say, God, I want to thank You, You gave Your Son. Jesus, I want to thank You that You died for me, that You loved me that much. And I want to give myself to You tonight. That's all I can do. There's nothing else you can do. Just give yourself to Jesus Christ tonight. Would you who are standing just say very briefly this prayer after me, sentence by sentence. Just pray audibly. You don't need to pray very loud, but loud enough to hear yourself. Say these words, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that You're the Son of God and the only way to God, that on the cross You died for my sins and You shed Your blood to redeem me. And I receive Your blood now as the redemption price to redeem me and to cleanse me. I thank You, Lord Jesus, and I give myself to You. From tonight onwards, I belong to You, Lord Jesus. Help me to live for Your glory. In Jesus' name, And all God's people said, Amen.
If you just prayed that prayer with Derek, I want you to be sure to log on to the website at derekprince.org. Tell us what God has done in your life and take advantage of the resources that are there. You may also want to partner with Derek Prince Ministries in reaching people just like yourself. But get grounded in the Word, get instruction, and connect up with other believers. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross did more than rescue us from an eternity of separation from God. As wonderful as that truth is, the power of His shed blood accomplished so much more. The fact is, few Christians truly understand the astonishing depth and breadth of Christ's redemptive work. Now, in the book, The Power of the Sacrifice, Derek Prince reveals how the cross provides so much more than a ticket to heaven. Through its pages, you'll discover that when the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness remarkable results and benefits. These truths are so important that we want you to have a copy of your own, free and postage paid. All you need to do is ask for it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Receive the power of the sacrifice into your life today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us on this Friday. We've just concluded a teaching series called It's Cost All He Had, and we wanted to finish in a special way, so we asked a good friend of ours, Scott Ross, who was on the air with us last week, to join us. Scott, as you may know, is producer and correspondent with 700 Club and works with CBN, but he's a long-term friend of Derek Prince Ministries and was a personal friend of Derek Prince himself. Also joining me is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministry. So guys, thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you, Stephen.
Scott, you know, one of the things that's really come out in this teaching series we've been hearing this week, It Cost All He Had, is Derek's passion for the person of Jesus. Can you reflect on your experience with him and just tell us how that manifested itself in Derek's life as you saw it?
Well, I think that title's just so descriptive of something the church doesn't talk about. It cost Jesus everything he had. And you tell that to a super church, or whatever they call these things anymore, like the big Kmarts, if you stand up and say, you want to follow Jesus, here's step number one. You get to deny yourself. Step two, you get to die. You pick up your cross. And then number three, you get to follow. Now, that message is something that Derek spoke. He spoke about the cross and the work of the cross in your life. And of course, then after death, there's resurrection, and he obviously spoke about that. But that's not something that is spoken about in the majority of pop culture Christian churches in America, especially in this part of the world. And that's a message that to underscore over and over and over again, the church wouldn't be in the condition it's in if it really did embrace that truth. And Derek lived that. He really did live that. There are very many salient examples of a kind of a death that I saw working in that man that was very costly. It cost him everything to follow the Lord. A very good example would be, and you know this, Stephen, and Dick knows it, that when Derek's first wife died, Lydia died, I mean, that's an enormous price. And I saw the struggle that Derek went through at that time. And this is very personal, but it's practical. His theology was practical. And I saw him weep. I saw him crying out to God, moaning to God, groaning from his innermost being in travail. But then years later, when he met Ruth, his second wife, I again saw him go through the process of this self-death, death to himself, to say, God, I this is a woman I believe you sent into my life, but what do you want? Is this your will that I marry Ruth? And that's the way he lived it. He lived it that way. And that's tough stuff, you know, and again, it's not back to that impulsive, presumptuous kind of thing in his life. He wanted to hear God, and sometimes God said no. He said, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow, is the way Derek lived it.
You know, I was just thinking yesterday and actually discussing with a number of friends here about the great Dietrich Bonhoeffer quote, which is, when Christ bids a man, he bids him come and die.
Yes.
And that is so anathema to the contemporary church, but it was actually worked through the warp and woof of Derek's teaching.
Absolutely. No question. And, you know, go ahead and preach it and see how many halls you fill and how big the offering plate's going to be. It's not.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not a popular message, but I don't know any way around it. But so many people in this world, and as I travel internationally, and I see the price that people pay all over the world to follow the Lord Jesus. And sometimes it is physical death, but it isn't always physical. It's a death to your own self, your own selfishness, your own ways, your own thinking, your own theology, all of that to follow the Lord.
You know, Scott, on a very practical level, people who knew Derek also knew that he was a very disciplined man.
Yes.
Fasting was just a normal part of his life. And,
yes.
You know, you talk about something that's very practical in the way of dying to yourself. That, for Derek, was a matter of course. It was not a thing that he debated about. He said, when you fast, not if you fast. And
right.
he practiced it regularly, as well as many other personal spiritual disciplines. He was a very disciplined guy. He knew how to die to self.
Yes.
You know, we're discussing this on Good Friday, and I want to let our listeners know that one of the things that Derek Prince Ministries is making available absolutely free is one of Derek's booklets called The Power of the Sacrifice. Mm. Again, a topic that the church doesn't talk about very much today, but that is available absolutely free at 1-800-448-3261 or at derekprince.org. We want to make sure that everybody gets that because it actually is something that comes from Derek's life and understanding of his personal sacrifice, but also the sacrifice of Jesus. And I can't think of a better time to place that order and to set our faces, to set our hearts to master this whole area of sacrifice, like on Good Friday. Guys, all our time is up. I wish this could go on for hours because I love hearing, Scott, you talk about stories and experiences and emphases of Derek's life and heart in a way that makes it fresh for us. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it, Dick.
Scott, great to be with you. Thanks for joining us.
I know that Dick and I want to make absolutely sure that our listeners are sort of returning their minds to the theme of the day, and that is that today is Good Friday, and for 6 hours, 2 millennia ago, Jesus Christ hung on the cross, took on the sin of the world, and then the Bible says that several days later, the Holy Spirit was exerted, the power of God was exerted on Jesus, and he was raised from the dead again. You know, we live in a time when there are a lot of theories about whether Jesus was married or wasn't married, or whether he was raised from the dead or not, but I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us that Christ is so powerfully raised from the dead that those who confess faith in him can have that same power that raised Jesus from the dead living in them. And I want to say to you that if you're unsure, if you have never really tasted that power, or if it's just been an academic thing for you, or if you've read about the Da Vinci Code and other things like that, and you've just sort of been playing with ideas, you know what God says? Come taste. Come see if the Lord isn't true. Come see. Come taste for yourself. Come experience. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. What a great thing to do on Resurrection Weekend. We love you. We're very thankful that you've joined us. May Christ be formed in your heart afresh. It's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, happy Easter to you. And be sure to join us next week as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to get your own free copy of Derek's eye-opening booklet, The Power of the Sacrifice, when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call toll-free now, and we'll send you a copy free and postage paid. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.